I'm Michael Parks, and we are taking care of business out and about on location at the Hamden Township Veterans Park. And this is something that we talked about with the folks from the Cumberland Valley Economic Development Authority, and we were talking about the local military bases, all the people who work there, so much economic impact in our region. And the folks came over and they said, you know, while we got this wonderful park over in Hamden Township that we would like to talk about. And so we made the short trip over here across the river, and it's going to be back with Jamie Keener again. Wow, what a beautiful day here that we're out doing this. But the importance of promoting a park like this as a huge part of the military presence and everything in Cumberland County.
It is, absolutely. Thank you again, Michael, for the opportunity to showcase some of what we have here in Cumberland County. The Cumberland, New York Area Local Defense Group, again, it's an organization that was here to administer on behalf of the Pennsylvania Military Community Enhancement Commission. And our role, again, is to show the value to our community of our military bases and vice versa. You know, the opportunities for us to show value to the residents as well. So we're here with Nate Silcox. He is a commissioner of Hamden Township, involved with the Hamden Township Veterans Recognition Committee. And we're going to talk a little bit about the park, and he's going to explain it in more detail. But again, thank you for the opportunity, and local defense group. A lot of the bases have veterans that are working in on the installations. And again, the value of having them in our community in supporting our warfighter is tremendous.
Yeah, it really is. And it's always great to remember the work that our veterans did. So, Nate, again, about Hamden Township's commitment, participation, and the ability to put together a park like this, all started when?
Well, back in 2010, I became a township commissioner. And one of the first things, you know, you really notice as you're coming into Hamden Township is, you know, thank our veterans, the signs that, as you enter Hamden Township. So you're seeing these. But I wanted to, as I became a township commissioner, I wanted to try to make sure that that had real meaning. And having worked over in the Hill, and one of the senators I worked for, Senator Bob Robbins, came from a military background, fought in Vietnam, and really instilled not just the, you know, the general support that, you know, folks have for veterans, but, you know, really wanting to say thank you in that respect. And so realized that Hamden Township didn't have a veterans memorial, let alone a park, and wanting to give, you know, more meaning to just saying thank you on a road sign. This came about the concept of forming a committee. It was an official township committee to look at ways that we can recognize and thank veterans, and with the mindset that would most likely be a memorial at one of our parks. And the other aspect as we're doing all this is Hamden Township has, you know, it's made up of mailing addresses of Camp Hill, Enola, and Mechanicsburg. And there's not always that true identity that you have, you know, in terms of where is Hamden at. So trying to have a little bit more of that Main Street feel of, you know, community events, to have somewhere that we could go that we have some of these events. So the park now, 10 years later, and we'll get into the basics of how that was formed, but we have a park now after 10 years of hard work, fundraising, a lot of effort went into it. Now we have our Memorial Day services here in Hamden Township at the Veterans Park. We have Veterans Day ceremonies here at the Veterans Park, and a number of other events throughout the year, including remembrances here on 9/11, as well as even the Revolutionary War. And so it's really neat to be able to have that here and help to build that Hamden identity, tie in here with the veterans, as well as Jamie noted earlier, the tie-in with the military bases that are Hamden Township. It's all around us in terms of this community. And trying to tie all those things together, I think it helps do that job.
Oh, my gosh. And you talk about the rich military heritage in Cumberland County and all the many things that happened here. And we talked about the bases and the veterans who have made this place home. And this is probably one of the hottest developed areas here on the West Shore. For folks who aren't familiar with it, maybe I'll have you give the directions to it.
Sure. We are the actual Hamden Township Veterans Park is located on Marketplace Way, which is located in the giant grocery store complex. As you're entering off the highway of 81, you will see our flagpoles at the Veterans Park. So when Giant was, you know, I talked about initially wanting to do a memorial at one of our parks, and when the Giant grocery store was coming in with its plans to build in the township, it offered 18 acres to Hampton Township.
Wow.
You know, in terms of a contribution for the recreation fee. So when a development comes in, they either make a donation for recreation, or in this case, they offered 18 acres. And we looked at the land, and it was certainly usable from our aspect. It was not usable from their commercial aspect. So we looked at it, and, you know, what was once the thought of having a memorial at one of our parks now became a veterans memorial at a veterans park. And so, you know, the initial price point, you know, we're looking at something around the $200,000 mark, and with a memorial, and now with a veterans park, you know, we're talking about $1 million figure. And you know, so it's been a lot of fundraising, you know, and we'll get into that later. But the park is located, you know, in 18 acres now in front of the Giant complex. Members First has just moved into this complex as well. So two huge tenants, along with the veterans park and a couple other ancillary businesses here right off of the I-81 exit of Wartsville Road.
Yeah, and it's just a beautiful place here. And again, Giant, hugely based in Cumberland County. So we thank them for their generosity in making this come about. But, you know, as you're coming down and you park in the parking area, you take a little walk down a path, and then you come down to the base of where we are now. And we're standing at kind of like an initial area. You want to tell us a little bit about why this was positioned here and the honor of the person who goes to?
Right off the bat, we have the initial entrance just a few short feet away in terms of the Hampton Township Veterans Park, and then right in front of us right now, we're in front of the kiosk, and this is an Eagle Scout project, and this gives you an overview of the park and of the memorial itself. And the memorial itself is named after Leon Locke, who was a World War II veteran. He was an initial member of the Hampton Township Veterans Recognition Committee. He fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He served in the United States Army during World War II, and also served in the United States Navy during that time frame as well. Leon was a Hampton Township resident for many, many years, just a quiet, gentle man, and he represents the ordinary person that served their country during that era, World War II and beyond. And so we thought it was appropriate to name the park, the memorial after Leon, and to represent the everyday person that served their country in war, and then comes back and settles down and becomes part of their community and contributes further in that manner. So this kiosk gives a little bit of overview here of the park as well as the memorial itself, for named after Leon.
Well, let's take a little hike, gentlemen, as we walk up through here. And, you know, we talk about the number of people who participate in things like this. My gosh, you know, hands coming together, minds coming together to put together something like this. And I was jokingly asking you about just like saying, well, you probably shouldn't have any opposition to something like this. But any project done with government basis in the township, like you said, it doesn't come cheap.
You're right. And there's always a reason to say no to do something. It's a lot easier to say no. You know, one of my viewpoints is, you know, how can you find a way to say yes to particularly, you know, projects like this? And I'm sure heck glad that we got to this point. And now it's truly a community asset that we have here in this Veterans Park.
Well, you know, what's really cool, and we walk past a couple of these, and even through the path, there are little stops along the way that have this military presence. Talk about each one of these little like monuments or a commemoration.
You've got it. We're calling them points of remembrance, and we have 12 points of remembrance for each of the nation's wars. So starting off with the Revolutionary War all the way to the Global War on Terror. So as you lead, as we walk our way up from the parking lot all the way to the Veterans Memorial, we have these 12 points of remembrance. And it's kind of fortuitous how it came about that we were looking to have them on a path, but it turned out that we put them on the path from the parking lot to the memorial. And it's turned out even to be better than we even imagined, because now this person walking up to the memorial gets in the right frame of mind, looking at each of these monuments, the points of remembrance, you know, exploring each of the nation's history from each of these wars that have taken place. And really, by the time you get up to the memorial itself, you're in the right frame of mind.
And, you know, you're right, because all of us who have toured basic monuments and parks and national parks, these little stops along the way are just so cool, because you see things and learn things, you know, that you may not know, like the U.S. women in World War II. This about here, the War of 1812, which is down there as well. So this is just a great little stop where you can spend, you know, even if you're not coming out here for an event, if you just come out here and just take a quick tour, it's a wonderful trip.
Absolutely. And so I'm real pleased with how each of these items have turned out. And, you know, Michael, you noted the women in the military. That's our latest point of remembrance. I told you we had 12 points of remembrance for each of the nation's wars, and that's an additional one that we put to commemorate, particularly, and it was situated with the World War II aspect, that we put the female involvement with World War II, and we're real pleased to be able to have that.
And just the design and the things that you hear, like this one stop right here is a propeller, a naval propeller, dedicated to all who served our country during the Vietnam War period. So, again, they're, you know, a lot of people put a lot of thought into this, a lot of participation saying, hey, why don't we do this?
Absolutely. So here we have a propeller from the Navy. And so one of our original members was a member, it had served in the Navy, had worked at the Navy base. This was the propeller was discarded, and he was able to procure that. And so he had it for a period of time. And ultimately, you know, then the land was acquired, and ultimately the park was starting to be built. And finally, an Eagle Scout, and I'll keep coming back to this, we've had a number of Eagle Scouts that have stepped up and done some great projects here at the Veterans Park. And one project was to mount the propeller. So along the tour, and it's right here in the era of the Vietnam War that the propeller is situated. So we're real pleased that we're able to have that. And again, it gets back to the one of our original points of the tie-in locally here to the Navy base and what's done in this area.
Yeah, you know, and not to drift away, but, you know, scouting and scouts have not been in the brightest light lately. And to know that there are still young men out there who are pursuing that and doing these projects, and anybody who has been in scouting or has, you know, reached a point where they want to do an Eagle Scout, you talk about the commitment and the work that goes into that. We're with Nate Silcox, Hamden Town Chief Commissioner Jamie Keener is also with us. We are on location at the Hamden Township Veterans Park. We're going to take a break and finish up our tour here in just a bit. We are taking care of business on WHP. Taking care of business Saturday mornings, WHP 580 Michael Parks, along with Nate Silcox, Hamden Township Commissioner, Jamie Keener from the Cumberland Valley Economic Development Authority, and also saluting the military bases in our area do so much, especially here in Cumberland County. And we are at the Hamden Township Veterans Park. This, Nate, is probably the focus point. Get to the top of the hill, the end of the walk.
Yes, indeed. So we're at the Leon Locke Veterans Memorial here. And the overall focus of the Hamden Township Veterans Recognition Committee was to honor all veterans of all wars. And we believe we've done that here. We have each of the nation's military branches, including even the Merchant Marines, in their history and involvement here with our wars and our nation's history. So we wanted to make sure that each of the branches, even the Space Force, will eventually have a flag flown for the Space Force as well. And so this, you know, the Veterans Memorial is at the top of the Veterans Park, and it's a focal point that we have not just for the memorial, but our services here, like I mentioned earlier, the Memorial Day service, Veterans Day, 9/11 are all situated right here.
The events that happen during those holidays when we salute a lot of our Veterans Memorial, is it used or the use of it maybe during those times when it's not like a military presentation?
Those are our peak times that we have, that it's getting used for events. Overall, I'm really pleased with the number of folks, residents, that are walking up this path, walking here regularly from some of the surrounding developments here around the Giant and the Wise Market that are right nearby here. So the folks are using it. I'm real thrilled about that. And we have a number of paths along here as well, not just the main path leading up here, but folks can get the recreational and activities and exercise as well.
Anything left to be done?
There's always things to do here. We're looking to place additional relics from each of the nation's branches. So, you know, eventually a tank, an airplane from the military branches to put up here along the path. We are putting, we did receive a state grant. We are putting in a pavilion, restrooms, and we'll have three gazebos situated at the top of the hill here as well. So we'll be more passive recreational activities, hopefully more scouting activities in that sense. And I do want to say that this, this whole effort, it has been a team effort. Our Hampton Township Veterans Recognition Committee, there's 10 members there. There's been dozens of people that have worked with us on that front, as well as the Eagle Scout projects, to the other community projects. The Rotary Club donated, hundreds of trees here that are part of this park. And so it's no longer one person or one, even the Veterans Committee's park. It is a true community park with all the buy-in, the fundraisers, everything that have gone in to accomplish this park. And I'm thrilled to death with how it's turned out.
Yeah, and I would think, too, that a lot of the other townships in Cumberland County and people who want to do veteran salutes, this is also a point place for them as well. Get in touch with Hampton Township because, this is all about the veterans. It's not about township and border boundaries, correct?
Absolutely. No, multiple VFWs, American Legions around the area, they have partnered with us, and we're pleased on those partnerships that we formed over the years, including the Cumberland Area Local Defense Group that has been a partner on a number of our fundraising activities.
Yeah. All right, Jamie, again, at the Hampton Township Veterans Park. This park, again, another showcase, another reason about the importance of the military presence here, the people who will work in the military, for the military, just another reason why that's so important to Cumberland County, and especially with your firm, which also promotes tourism.
Absolutely. With the Cumberland Area Economic Development Corporation, we are the Tourism Bureau, along with the Cumberland York Area Local Defense Group, and sort of connecting visitors with military heritage here in Cumberland County. It is a significant asset that we have in Hampton Township. Thank you to the commissioners for your foresight in developing this into a veterans park. Again, recognizing all of the veterans that have fought and died in the wars that Nate had mentioned. So, again, we see this as an opportunity to bring tourists here as one of the local assets. I mean, we talk a lot about on the national side and some of the national parks, but even these smaller parks have an opportunity for tourism benefit and again, recognition of all of our veterans. With NSA Mechanicsburg here in Hampton Township, certainly is, again, a local connection there.
Yeah, and it's fun. It's a fun part of your job. It's like, promoting something like this, what a great product. And we want folks to take advantage of that. There is a website for visiting Cumberland County for tourism. I think it's visit
CumberlandValley.com. Yep, if you Google it, you will find us. But also through CumberlandBusiness.com, we have a military page as well. So, again, thank you, Michael, for the opportunity to get out here and to promote and to recognize an asset here in the county.
Oh, my pleasure. And I'm so glad we reached out and we got together. And like what I told you the last time, I wanted to come out here and actually see this for myself. And you brought up a good point too, with all the people who have served. We should never ever forget, the service and the sacrifice that our military veterans have made, and allowing us on a beautiful day like this to come out and enjoy a wonderful park and a beautiful area and a place that we call home here in Central Pennsylvania. You can find this podcast again by going to whp580.com, click on podcast, and Michael Parks, and find it on the iHeartRadio app, WHP580. Little house cleaning before we say so long and sign off. Again, we would like to thank Nate Silcox, Hampton Township Commissioner. Nate also currently serves as Executive Director
of the PA Senate Veterans Affairs and Emergency Preparedness Committee, which is oversight of fire, EMS, emergency management, military, and veterans affairs with the Commonwealth, with Senator Mike Regan. Jamie Keener, CEO of Cumberland Valley Economic Development Corporation, which promotes and attracts businesses to the Cumberland Valley. Learn more at cumberlandbusiness.com. And they also promote tourism in the Cumberland Valley. That website, visit cumberlandvalley.com. And Ashley Kurtz at the office for helping to put this show and interview together. Learn more about the Hamden Township Veterans Park at hamdenpaveterans.org. And one more thing, I was able to take a video tour of the park before I left, and we posted that on the WHP 580 Facebook page, so check that out there. And that will do it for me for this weekend. I will talk with you next Saturday morning at 7. I'm Michael Parks, and we are taking care of business on WHP 580.